Chapter 1. When Networking is Not Working. After visiting several different business networking groups in his local community, upstart business coach Tom Johnston knew he was at a crossroads. In talking with other business coaches, Tom knew how important effective strategic networking was for his coaching business to be successful. But he wasn't sure which group he should join, or if he should even join any at all, as he had not yet found a group that resonated with him. Tom spent months visiting virtually every type of networking group he could find or was told about, hoping he'd identify one that aligned with him and his demanding schedule, and also complemented his limited startup business budget. His first few visits to networking groups were less than spectacular. Many of the groups were designed to meet up at coffee shops or noisy restaurants and were very loosely organized. While the people seemed friendly, it didn't appear that the organization or individuals running the meetings provided much in terms of value to the members. The meetings appeared to be too loose for Tom, who understood the value of structure. The only bright spot with the informal groups was that they were free to attend. However, even though the financial cost to join them was zero, Tom understood that free doesn't apply in the world of time, the only true measure of wealth. You can never get back the time you spend, and Tom knew he needed to invest his networking time very wisely, or his business would suffer. Tom's local Chamber of Commerce also offered economical networking groups as an added benefit to chamber members. However, the chamber groups were only open to members of the chamber, which set a limitation on the pool of business candidates that could join. Still motivated and determined to grow his practice by referral, Tom knew how important it was to be recognized by other active professionals in the community as the go-to business coach. He also knew that virtually every group he visited was excited about the possibility to have him become a member of their group. Unfortunately, Tom didn't share in their enthusiasm and felt that none of the groups he visited so far presented the type of win-win opportunity he was looking for. While most of the teams Tom visited had nice people in them, he didn't see many visible signs of them actually passing business referrals to each other. They all came together to get referrals, but didn't seem to be learning how to give referrals. Tom knew that in order for him to feel good about getting referrals, he also wanted to help others by referring them too. One day, a chamber employee shyly confessed to Tom that there were other, more structured and focused groups outside of the chamber that met with the purpose of passing referrals that he might be interested in. Tom was told that they were very structured and much more expensive than the nominal fee the chamber charged to be a member of a chamber group. She referred Tom to a chamber member she knew of who was an active member in a highly touted, structured, international networking group that had a local chapter in town. Tom reached out to this person and visited the referral passing group promptly to see what it was all about. The structured referral passing group Tom visited had a lot of rules and restrictions and required a major time commitment from their members. They met very early in the morning. Tom considered that if he joined, this would interfere with his sacred personal morning meditation time, business planning, and personal joy of taking his daughter to school. The meetings ran longer than he wished, taking up almost 2 hours of his morning. He learned they met virtually every week of the year with hardly any breaks, and that they had strict rules about attendance, asking members to send substitutes in their place when a member couldn't attend. They had rules about the numbers of meetings a member could miss before the chapter would threaten to kick a member out. They had rules about the number of referrals one was to pass at each weekly meeting. "Wow, they have a lot of rules," Tom thought to himself. In addition to all the rules the structured group had, there were also a lot of responsibilities the members had to take on in order to keep the groups running efficiently. Tom was told that if he joined the group, they would expect him to get really involved as well. He was even told he might make a great president of the group if he joined. Just like many local organizations, this referral group wanted members to take turns being officers of the team. It was how they functioned. Each team needed to have certain officer posts filled, or the team might not function properly. There was a president, vice president, and treasurer. The group had several members who also served on special committees. One committee of members met in secret to determine the fate of new member applicants, as well as how to discipline the members when one of the many rules was broken. Other members served in public, visible roles, such as visitor greeters. These people were responsible for greeting visitors who attended the meetings, encouraging them to lock out their competition and quickly join. Another member, called the educational presenter, gave coaching tidbits to the group during the meeting. Tom noticed there were a lot of people needed to make this group a success. He began to notice several of the members weren't that friendly, putting off a "we're better than you" attitude, although Tom wasn't sure where that attitude came from. The one major positive Tom took away from the structured team visit was that they passed referrals right during the meeting. He could see that many of the members were referring to each other. Tom saw that as positive evidence that the structured group had more potential to help him and his business than the loosely run groups he had visited earlier in his networking quest. But the structured group wasn't free, or at least a lower cost, like the other groups he had visited. As a matter of fact, after adding up the various costs of being a member and paying dues to the international organization, being a member was fast approaching a small fortune. In addition to the annual dues, there is the cost of mandatory workshops in which members must participate, and a monthly fee went for room dues that paid rent to the establishment that hosted their meetings. Tom was again at a crossroads, not just because of the larger financial investment, but because this new team also seemed to require a lot out of him, perhaps more than he was prepared to give. While Tom was grabbing a tall, fresh-brewed coffee at Three Brothers Coffee, he ran into Gino Campbell. Gino was a well-liked commercial insurance agent Tom had met months ago at a Chamber of Commerce ribbon-cutting event. Recalling that Tom was just getting his business off the ground this year, Gino inquired, "Hey, Tom, how's business? Starting to feel the ground beneath your feet yet?" Tom replied, "Yes, thanks for asking. Business is starting to show some promise, Gino. I have some good prospective clients in my pipeline, and I'm looking for more. One of the ways I thought I'd find new clients was by joining a referral networking group. But I'm not sure that I've found the right situation here locally for me yet. Any advice?" Gino took a sip of his dark roast coffee before answering and offered, "I'm glad you're taking your time to make a good, informed decision. There are a lot of networking choices, and not all are equal. I know this for a fact after being in business around here for years. Tom, have you ever thought of running your own referral group?" Tom answered, "No, I'd never thought about running my own team. That sounds like it could be a lot of work, but it also seems like it could have a lot of advantages. How does one even start a team?" Gino smiled while clicking on his phone. "I'm going to text you with a link to the website of a company that teaches people how to run their own referral teams using a proven system. As a matter of fact, if you do your research about this and decide you want to start a new referral group here in town, I would love to be your first member," Gino added, "representing commercial insurance, of course." Tom nodded in agreement and smiled about this new revelation and idea. They completed their conversation by talking about other professionals they knew locally who might also be interested in networking with them. Gino said he knew of a website designer and a realtor who would likely be on board. Tom agreed that he would start researching this new idea of running his own referral group. Tom was excited about this new possibility that he had not previously considered.